Life improves when you anchor your intention with this next section. I accept and use my power to. And fill in what you want to use your power for. And when you write in what you're accepting and using your power for, feel the emotions. Immerse yourself in what that feels like to be, do, or have what you want to experience. Your clarity of thought sends out to the universe what you wish to experience, and your feelings, your emotions, magnetize to you what you wish to experience. And another exciting aspect of this section, when you write about what you want to use your power to do, you'll feel in your body whether you're fully on board with believing what you want is possible or not. You'll be able to feel it if you have hidden beliefs that are in agreement with being good enough or not being good enough. You know, we carry those hidden beliefs of something happened years ago and we buried it. And now we don't feel good about ourselves. We're not deserving. We're not worthy. You'll know that some belief inside of you is out of whack because you'll feel resistance in your body when you write. This is a red flag to step back and observe this energy. I feel that. What is it? Give it a name. Ask, why am I feeling this? And follow those breadcrumbs to the why. You may discover an experience when you were a child that left you feeling not good enough. And please, if you take nothing else from this workshop, know that no matter what it is that brings your heart joy, you are good enough. What you want is already yours at a higher plane of existence. It's in your field of potentiality. Because if it weren't, you wouldn't have the desire to experience it. That thought wouldn't even be in your head. That thought is coming from your superconscious. It's coming from your field of potentiality. The truth is, the desires of your heart are coming from your superconscious. It's already yours. Okay, next section. Get that in there. I hope you can see that.